Sex trafficking and homelessness, two of the toughest issues facing Hawaii's at-risk youth. And a new study shows they're more connected than many have thought. That information comes as more than a dozen bills addressing sex trafficking are making their way through this year's legislative session. House Bill 2062 and Senate Bill 2334 are among a number of proposals that would expand services for trafficked and at-risk youth. The conversation's Harrison Patino spoke with several people involved in this issue and has more on the story.
A recent study by Child and Family Services Hawaii links sex trafficking with homelessness. The survey of nearly 400 individuals involved in some form of sex trafficking showed that nearly two-thirds of them had been homeless at some point. It's a startling glimpse into a pair of social issues that, to many, seemed entirely separate.
Homelessness and trafficking, you know, it's two traumatizing situations that are often put into silos and not always addressed together. However, they're intrinsically tied together.
That's Jessica Munoz, executive director of Ho'olina Pua, which offers outreach services to at-risk street youth. Munoz says homeless people face a higher risk of trafficking. While a connection between these two issues has been known to experts for years, recent studies show how closely the two have become linked in Hawaii.
When you look at the vulnerabilities and the factors of why homeless youth can end up in these situations, they often come from family dysfunction, kids that are exiting the child welfare and juvenile justice systems, having that prior history of sexual abuse. And so homeless youth tend to be very vulnerable to sex traffickers because, you know, they have those risks of being on the streets, being vulnerable. But if you're struggling to survive and you're looking for a place to live and you have no support system, you're going to be forced into this situation.
Nearly a quarter of the survey's participants reported that they were children when they were first trafficked. A similar number say that their first trafficker was a family member. The survey is also a rare breakthrough in the fight against sex trafficking, an issue that has been notoriously hard to measure.
We go from one end of the spectrum to the other, right? We have people that are forced into it. You just happen to be in that dance club at that time and you get drunk and you get taken into a situation where there's money exchanged. You may not see it. You may see it. You also have the very gradual, he's your boyfriend, like you're part of the team, and he just wants you to do this one thing, this one time, that kind of situation where you are in this lifestyle before you know it, and it's violent. It's very violent. It can just go from very gradual to very abrupt, and so you just find yourself in that situation.
Tammy Batanga is a community advocate with Ho'olina Pua and a former victim of sex trafficking. She says solving the problem of sex trafficking is a difficult task, as it requires recognizing how gradually the crime can occur in the first place. According to Batanga, recognizing the trauma that leads potential victims to sex trafficking is critical.
If we continue to just keep on letting people know that trauma is the root of the behavior, like if somebody is doing substance, they have substance abuse, most of the time they are trying to hide away that trauma. They're trying to numb out. So then they become vulnerable because they are using substance, which they could be running away from an abuser. So I think if we can just keep on that path of letting people know that that's the root of it, is the trauma. We can't box it in. It's homelessness. It's trauma. It's sex abuse. It's how do we treat our children?
Despite the new data, institutional change in the fight against sex trafficking has been slow. Experts say that's because of both a lack of legislative urgency and a fundamental public misconception of the issue. Many argue that access to better resources can help victims break out of the cycle of sex trafficking. Carla Hauser is the executive director of RISE, an outreach organization that often counsels homeless youths and victims of trafficking. RISE offers services to street youths aged 18 to 24. But according to Hauser, one of the main difficulties in addressing the trafficking of at-risk youth is how society views victims during their transition into adulthood.
There's often this transition period for young people, for youth, and we now have services that will address if a young person gets picked up for exploitation. You know, we have a shelter system. We have organizations like Ho'olina Pua and Halikipa and, you know, child welfare involvement. My question is what happens after they turn 18? a lot of the trauma still hasn't healed. They're still youth by all of the federal definitions, yet we're not able to shelter them anymore. And so those are areas where I want to continue to see us grow, really being able to expand those services to cover youth all the way up to 24. It's incredibly frustrating to have a 16, 17-year-old who is labeled as a survivor, as a victim, and then as soon as they turn 18, they now become a perpetrator or prostitute. And those definitions just don't align with what we know about youth and brain development and where they are in the whole process.
Hauser stresses that confronting sex trafficking among Hawaii's homeless means acknowledging a series of other complicated issues.
It's gray and it's complicated and it's sticky and messy. If we judge a young person about promiscuity or, you know, substance use, they're never going to open up and tell you what's really going on. And so being able to walk that line with our young people and giving them the voice, I think that's what's missing in a lot of this often, is hearing what our young people have to say and why they did it and what labels do they want to keep, which ones do they not. And, you know, for so many of them, it's just a means to survive.
Hauser argues that expanding the support system for victims of sex trafficking means recognizing it as being fundamentally connected to homelessness, domestic abuse, and addiction, among many other social issues. By addressing the problems that enable trafficking in the first place, advocates can better offer help to those who need it most.
That was The Conversation's Harrison Patina speaking with Ho'ola Napua's Jessica Munoz and Tammy Patanga, as well as Carla Hauser with the organization RISE, on the connection between homelessness and sex trafficking here in Hawaii.